Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Artarius. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
30344.
30344. Thank you, ma'am. In 1 second, please. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you. May I ask your name?
Shaquila Bolden.
All right, Ms. Bolden, I have found your account. Can you go ahead and verify your address for security purposes, please?
3100. Hold on one moment.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm on the phone. I answer your smart ass questions. I answer your questions in a minute. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. You all right? Yes, ma'am. I'm waiting on your account information to come up now.
Okay.
Give me 1 second. All right, ma'am, I thank you for holding. This account was created June the 3rd, 2022, and it was for that KitchenAid appliance. All right. All right, it was $574 for shipping. And see, once you got that KitchenAid product, you became a member of that factory direct store. It's a gadget store, and you were gifted a $125 voucher in your email.
But I never received an email or anything, and I see yesterday that they took some more 50, money out my account.
That $56.95.
Right.
Yes, ma'am. It's a membership fee.
Yeah, see, I didn't know nothing about no membership fee, all of that, because it didn't say that when I was ordering. So I want to cancel it and get my money back.
All right. Those membership fees, they're not normally refunded, but give me 1 second, Ms. Bolden. I'll place you on the B-fold. Speak with my supervisor and see what we can do for the account.
It didn't have nothing on. It didn't say nothing about no membership fees or anything. It just said the shipping. And I processed it, and it took the first day it took $5.74, and then yesterday it tried to take out the 56. So I want to cancel that.
All right, ma'am. Give me 1 second.
Say nothing about, you know, none of that.
Yes, ma'am. It was stated there you could have actually canceled, but you would have to cancel within the first 48 hours to avoid that membership.
I didn't see that.
And let me tell you this.
I never did receive an email either. You all didn't receive an email. They didn't send me anything.
I can see already that I can get you a 35% refund, Ms. Bolden.
I want all of my money back.
You want all of it back. So you're saying even if I could use my managerial special and get you a 50%, that may be the most that I can get it up to.
I want my $56.95 put back on my card plus that $574.
See, the $574, that's going to be even harder.
Okay,
because
well, the $574, y'all can keep that, but I need my $56.95 back on my card.
All right, ma'am. I get that. But this is what I'm saying. There's only so much I could do, and the most I can get you is a 50%.
No, I need to talk to a manager. So 50% ain't nothing but $25, and I didn't agree for no subscription. Only thing, y'all just say, you just said that I was responsible for the shipping and handling. And I need my money back.
Yes, ma'am. Well, you give me 1 second. I can transfer you to,
okay,
to the supervisor. Give me 1 second, please. Hold on.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here with you. I wanted to let you know I canceled that account. So all you gotta do is speak with them about that charge. But yes, ma'am, I'm still here.
All right. And I need you to send me something to my email showing that you canceled it.
They'll get
like I never received an email. You know that they said it's gonna send an email once everything was out of, but I never received anything.
All right. Yes, ma'am. They'll make sure that you get it. You can let the supervisor know. They'll make sure that you get it. Because mainly they'll be doing the same thing, and I don't want to get nothing confused. So, and I got you scraped through to a soup. Now you want to be intercepted by an automated teller. Give me 1 second, ma'am. Hang tight. I thank you for calling customer support. I transfer you straight through to a supervisor, ma'am.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Hold on, please.